Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary of the Family Life Network. This Sunday is July 4th, the day we celebrate America's birthday. This 4th of July, we have a lot to celebrate and to be thankful for. We should celebrate and be thankful for our freedom and way of life, and we should celebrate and be thankful for the unselfish and patriotic men and women of the military who protect our freedom and way of life. Furthermore, we should all pause to give thanks to the Founding Fathers who declared our independence from England with the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776. The words of the Declaration of Independence will live forever, words like, quoting, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness," unquote. It's interesting to note that the Declaration of Independence mentions a creator. In other words, the rights mentioned in the Declaration of Independence are God-given rights. Thus, on the 4th of July, all of us should pause to thank God and appreciate the fact that the document that declared our nation's independence is based on the acknowledgement of God as well as God-given rights. Indeed, America is a nation under God. Finally, in this afternoon's commentary, I would like to wish you, your family, and all of my listeners in both the Empire and Keystone States a joyous and safe 4th of July. Happy birthday, America, and God bless America, a nation under God. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.